The song you're going to hear throughout this poem as a background is a beautiful song recorded by Ray Moltz called "Is There a Heaven for Me?" Our next poem is based on a picture of a tree. It's in a little rocky crag in the middle of the desert. No other green around it but this one little struggling tree that reaches towards the heavens and has somehow managed to reach deep enough with its roots to stay alive in the middle of the Utah desert. See, no matter where God takes you and I, if our roots are in the proper place, we will have no problems. If our roots are based on Jesus, there will always be a heaven for you and me.
Wandering through the desert, I see a lush green tree. Then I am astounded at what seems impossible to me. Here in the seemingly endless, barren, dry land, life springs forth abundantly, so hard to understand. What I love about the Lord are His wondrous mysteries, how even in this desert He waters His great trees. Their roots must be tremendous, reaching deep below. God must have taught them to reach twice as far to grow. Doesn't He amaze you with the great things He can do? Isn't He just marvelous, so lovely and so true? Our God is just fabulous. Isn't our God just the best? Isn't our God magnificent, putting to shame the rest? Don't you just worship Him? Don't you want to praise our great Almighty God and all His wondrous ways? Wandering through the desert, I see a lush green tree, and I am astounded at what seems impossible to me.
If you have to ask the question, is there a heaven for me? That you need to turn your eyes to Jesus. He is the only one, the only way. God's mighty power can make a tree grow in the middle of the desert, can freeze a waterfall before our eyes, and can give you salvation and eternal joy in heaven. It's only yours to ask for, in Jesus' name.